Okay, guys.
How's Quincy Black?
I think Quincy's going to be okay. You know, he's at the hospital for observation. And, you know, I think I was really impressed with the medical people, how they handled the whole situation. And I think Quincy, you know, there's obviously something that we got to deal with, but I think he's going to be okay.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Block kick, interception return for TD, Tyquan Underwood touchdown pass. Is this like a Rutgers highlight film?
Well, I'll tell you what, our guys today played team football. You know, that's what we needed to do. We weren't maybe, you know, it's like a pitcher when he goes out there and maybe doesn't have his fastball that day, but he works the whole game with different pitches and battles through it, and that's what our team did and held each other up. And critical that we could do that against a good football team, because we ran into a, you know, Phillip Rivers was hot as a firecracker the last two games, and we did just enough to find a way to win, which is a good feeling.
Can you talk about Leonard Johnson, his play?
You know, Leonard has stepped up in the last three games. You know, he's got an interception in each of the three games he's played. You know, the ability to pick it off and score. I don't know how long the run was, but that was a pretty long run. And obviously, as you look at the game, it was critical play in the football game. So, you know, Leonard's working his tail off, you know, to become a good quality corner in this league. And the three under his belt, he's doing a good job.
How has Tyquan been playing recently?
Tyquan, you know, he's battled his way into the lineup and is doing a heck of a job, you know, and he's working his tail off to do it. I think Tyquan has, you know, in his journey in the National Football League has went through a lot, and I think he's learned a lot, and he's a good guy to have on this team.
Couple more.
How's your family doing in Jersey?
Everybody's okay. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's there's a lot of people up there that are suffering. Yeah, they do. Yeah, a lot of people suffering, though, and our prayers are with them. We good?
Coach, you got a couple of good linemen out, and you're getting pretty good pass protection, it seems like, from the guys that are going in there. Is that your assessment?
Yeah, you know, I think Bob Bostad and Steve Loney, the two offensive line coaches, have done a great job of just, hey, we lost some good guys. Next guy's got to step in there, and we're gonna work it hard. And you know, we're a work in progress, without a doubt, on the offensive line. But last couple of weeks, they've really battled. And I think the leadership of Donald Penn and of Jeremy Zuta has been really, really big.
Anything else?
Coach, you've got a couple divisional games coming up. You know, you got Carolina next week, Atlanta's coming up, critical game there. What are these games in the past few weeks, you know, grinding it out, really tough? What does that mean for the football team going forward? So those more important games coming up.
Well, you know, I understand divisional games, how important they are. I don't want to, but, you know, at the end, they're 16 games and they all count. So these were huge. I think, you know, as we go one game at a time. So we're going to enjoy this for a few hours and then we're on to Carolina. And that's the only thing that'll be on our mind. And I know one thing, if you can take care of one game at a time, you look up at the end and, you know, maybe you got something cooking. So that's where we are.
Greg, would you talk about the secondary? I mean, they've been battered around a little bit, mostly by, you know, outsiders, but you've come up with big plays the last two games to finish out games. How big has that been for you guys?
Well, again, you know, there's certain things we haven't done as well as we would like, but they, you know, we've made plays. You know, Leonard with the touchdown, interception for a touchdown, and then at the end of the game making a play to put it on ice. You know, sure, we'd like to be doing things better, and we will. You know, like I told you during the week, the guys are, it's not from a lack of effort, it's not from a lack of want to. We just got to kind of get everything clicking together, the pass rush, the coverage, the scheme, the coaching, all of it. We're working at it. We'll get it.
How much during the week did you go over your punt block technique, I guess is the way to put it, since it didn't quite get it done right last week? This week it gets done right. How much did you go over that, reminding you?
Well, it's an ongoing thing, you know, but really I am excited because, you know, we had an opportunity to block one today and then to score with it. And Aaron did that, which was Adam, rather, did that, and was great to scoop and score there. But, you know, we believe in that as part of our deal. Now, it's not exclusive, but we believe in that. And when you can do it right, it can be a real big play in a football game.
Yes, you asked about Quincy Black?
Quincy was asked about. He's at the hospital. for observation. I think he's going to be okay, thank God. But, you know, they just got to work through some things.
Greg, you've been through some similar moments like that. This one, obviously, hopefully, and more positively. But do you ever think back to what happened a couple years ago when you see an instance like that?
Sure, I thought about it immediately when, you know, when a guy goes down and he's still, the good thing was Quincy immediately moved his right arm. So that was a relief. Now it's just a matter of you got to be real careful. And I, like I said earlier, I think the medical people did a tremendous job. They, you know, having been through it and then after the fact, you know, having been someone that's kind of supported some efforts to do that stuff, I think really a great job by our medical people to take every precaution.
Can you describe the moments after that? Now all of a sudden you got to go back and play football again. Is it difficult to do?
Well, I think it is when you don't know that he's going to be okay. You know, there was every indication that he would be okay. I think that was easier on his teammates. But you could see the fear and the concern that they had when they were out there initially. But as Quincy and I talked a little bit, I got word back to the fellows that look, we got to do this as a precautionary measure, but I think he's going to be okay. So that helped a lot. And then certainly at home with the crowd, they got it cranked up there, and then we made some critical plays.
When you think about winning in all three phases, is today an example of what that is?
Without a doubt. You know, and I mentioned before you got in here that, you know, maybe we didn't have our fastball today in every area, but what we did is we played off each other all three phases, and guys made plays when we needed to make them. You usually don't win a game when the time of possession is the way it was. You know, it's 36-23, 36 and change to 23 and change. It's hard to win that way. But, again, some of those plays that made it that way were a block punt for a touchdown and an interception for a touchdown. But certainly the defense was out there a long time today. And, you know, it's not easy. But they bowed their neck and made the play when they needed to.
How good is Leonard Johnson?
Well, I'll tell you, he's been productive. You know, three games, three interceptions, one for a touch, you know. And really could be four interceptions, that one right before the half at Minnesota. So, I mean, he's making plays. He certainly, as we said, it's not too big for him. He's a competitor. He loves being in it. So it's a great story, too. I mean, hometown guy coming back and doing as well as he have. You got to get excited.
I think you were 1-3 at one point. You were sitting here wondering how this may turn out. To go from that to 5-4, what's been, I guess, where have you seen the most growth in this team in that stretch?
Well, you know, I don't think we're playing that differently. You know, I think what's happened is we've built cumulative repetitions in what we do. We're more comfortable with it, and it's given us a chance to make, because the line is so fine between, you know, doing it and not doing it, that you know, right now we're tending to be on the other side of the line, which is good. We have good players and the coaches are working hard. We just need to, you know, you get now into game 10 coming up. And you know, we just got to make sure that we keep our health, keep feeling good mentally, get it, and go out and be ready to play on Sunday. And that's going to be a challenge here moving forward. Okay, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Greg.